Nick had you locked up.
Zach, I guess.
Was there a gag involved?
And no. Okay. I mean, I couldn't get away from it. I was trying to do my job, and they were just talking away on the field. It turned me 5-7 minutes late. These guys. They think they own the joint. We were a little behind, a bit behind. So I was watching the infielders, and then I had to. We had a quick position player meeting that we have every pre-series or advanced meeting. So I had to get in there and say a couple of things. So that's my fault. What you guys got? Anything?
Roster moves.
Yeah, a couple roster moves today. Tyler Gilbert was called up, and we let Ollie go. That's a tough day. It's a tough day when you have somebody that's given as much as he has to this game, 20 years pitching at the highest level possible, and it's not easy for us to call him in and say we're going to let you go and we're going to move on. But that's where we're at. That's what we feel like we have in our young players, and we want to give them an opportunity to come in and execute, learn, and grow, and collect the outs. He was understanding. He knows he's been around long enough. I just expressed to him that I was glad I finally got a chance to meet him and be in the same clubhouse as him, because I've heard so many great things about him, and he didn't let me down in any area. But it's just where we're at right now. Jordan Luplow, it was returned from his rehab assignment, and we sent out Jake McCarthy. In Luplow's situation, it was a tough bit of news to get towards the tail end of spring training when he went out, and we're just happy to have his return. You know, he's a quality, experienced at bat. He's going to play right and center. I'm really anxious to get him in there and allow him to go out and perform. Jake was doing a great job in a lot of different, tough and awkward circumstances. His starts mostly were coming against left-handed pitchers. He handles at-bats very, very well. He was playing quality defense. And we just felt like the best thing for him at this point in time with limited at-bats here at the big league level is to go down and keep developing in AAA.
Is your plan for Jordan to mostly face the lefties, or what is your plan for him in general?
It'll be he's gonna get a start against every left-handed pitcher, but I have to be mindful of his return. I don't want anything to go backwards from a health standpoint, so we'll be careful about that, or I'll be careful about that. He'll play and start against every left-handed pitcher, and occasionally against some right-handed pitchers as well.
Will Tyler Gilbert work exclusively out of the bullpen, and is there any possibility that he might flip-flop with Casty or something down the road in those swing starts?
For right now, we're going to have him work out of the bullpen. Anything would be possible beyond that.
Who will be Jordan Luplow's platoon mate in right field?
Pavin's been playing a lot of right field. Dalton Varsho is going to need some time off every now and then. He's going to be catching, so Jordan probably played a little bit of center field too. And all the reports were that he was doing great in center field when he was asked to play down in his rehab assignment. Dave McKay said that he's more than comfortable putting him out there. So I think it's, whether it's a platoon or not, I don't know. I think it might be more than that. But at the beginning, I'm going to have to be mindful of the amount of innings he's playing.
Will he play left as well?
I'm going to focus mostly in right and center, occasionally center.
Last couple of years, the record has not been good against the Dodgers. I understand that obviously you've struggled in general, but how important is that to turn that around, just to, rival an NL West team, a team that's obviously very good and one of the best the last few years, but how much is it, I know it's important to win every game, but, to have a better showing against this team this year?
Yeah, I take it personal when any team comes in and wrestles us down to the ground the way a lot of teams in the NL West have over the past couple of years. The first 3 years, I feel like we did a really good job inside of the NL West. I feel like we had a winning record against every team inside of the NL West. The last 2 years have been very lean and very frustrating for us. But, we got to set aside our personal feelings about what's happened in the past and just say today's a new day. We got to go 1-0 today. That's kind of what our MO is. And we know they're a good team. They've earned it. They deserve it. but we've got to go out and play a good baseball game in order to get that worm to turn, especially long-term with what we've been going through. We're aware of it. We know it. I think we take it personal. We should. We got to play better baseball inside of the NL West.
Maybe asking the same question. You have Perdomo at third, and I know you wanted to have guys be a little bit more zoned in on specific positions. How do you kind of square that? I mean, I guess it's a little more out of necessity in this instance.
Yeah, I'll go on that side of it. It is more out of necessity. Our starting third baseman is still rehabbing, trying to get back. And Josh Rojas, and I'm just looking for the best matchups, the best opportunity for guys to go out there from an offensive and defensive standpoint to help us win a baseball game. And it is about execution at a high level on both sides of the ball. So that's really what I'm aiming at. But you're right, we prioritize slowing some things down as far as moving guys around the diamond. You know, Perdomo was our starting shortstop until Ahmed came back. But I just think there's a quality defender every single time he goes out there, and that's why I turned to him today.
Think that if Nick had stayed healthy, Perdomo probably would have got some reps at third at some point?
That's a good question. We never had that conversation in spring training because Nick, I think, was banged up pretty early, and then the timing of it with Rojas happened. So we didn't really have to enter into that conversation. But yeah, I think we've learned a little bit of a lesson. I know I have. So in future spring trainings, to kind of expect the unexpected and maybe give guys some reps early on in spring training just to let them see what it feels like and looks like in case something like this happens. But we did know that we were thin at third base, that's for sure. We knew that going into spring training. So it wouldn't have been a bad idea to rotate Perdomo over there. But we had him more penciled in the middle of the diamond at that point in time. But this is just where we're at right now. It's trying to make that adjustment and hold down the fort until Josh gets back.
With Perdomo offensively, how encouraging has it been the way he squared up the baseball?
Yeah, real encouraging. You know, the first time he comes up here, I think we challenged him with some swing thoughts, trying to increase the exit velo. He ends up getting that type of work and player development and comes back up here, and you know, he's consistently hitting the baseball at a very high exit velo. And the one that sticks out to me was, I think it was a 2-1 fastball that he banged off the left field wall, right? That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. I don't care what type of hitter you are, how big or how small you are. It's there's a lot that has to go right. So when he's doing stuff like that, it's a very encouraging sign for me to know that he's in a good hitting position. I'm looking for guys to impact the baseball. I like slug. I like good hitters that can slug. And I think that's the name of the game for us.
Is that part of the reason you're getting him in the lineup today, even though it's at third base?
A little bit, yeah. I think I was doing it on both sides. I know he's a quality defender, but I know he's in a very good spot offensively, and I don't want to miss those at-bats while he's hot.
How do you kind of describe the differences between, they're both on the left side of the diamond, but it's obviously two different sort of skill sets in a way.
Very much so. The bat angle is about the same. You know, you're reading bat angles, you're going to watch where right-handed batters are you know, most likely going to be hitting the ball before it's actually made contact with the bat. That's the natural skill that every infielder has. But because you're not switching sides, you've got that kind of in your back pocket. But third base is a front to back position. It's not a lateral position. Shortstop perhaps is, but not as much at third base. Third base, you're reading topspin, you're reading front to back, drop steps, more footwork for me. So good third basemen turn their body in one direction or another to ride things out and get a little bit more time, or they get a good reaction and see that spin and charge the ball quickly. So that takes time. It takes a lot of reps. So those are things we're working on right now with some of the guys that traditionally have been middle infielders, such as Alcantara and Perdomo.
Is that when you talk about a quick twitch when they say that?
Yeah, I think, God, I mean, now we're getting into different parts of it, parts of the fielding dynamic, but I think good third basemen have quick reactions and have great hands that move well with their feet, and it's just like really quick interpretations. That's not to say that shortstops and second basemen can't have that to be successful. I think every good infielder has those qualities where their eyes, their hands, and their feet all work together, and there's an immediate response to what they see.
Don't you think third base used to be more of a reflexive, you know, instinct position, reflexes? than it is now, sort of Machado and DiPaolo changed that position where they run the position a lot more like a middle infielder than they used to?
Correct. And I think the depth of a third baseman and where third basemen are playing today has absolutely 100% changed that dynamic. They're like the second shortstop playing third base. That's the way I can put it. So, yeah, you do have to be very agile, but there are balls where there's so much spin on the ball or you need to react a certain way that you have to move front to back pretty quickly. You know, the traditional Scott Rolen, who's going to play at the cut of the grass for 60% of the time, that's where it was made a reactionary position. That's when it was a reactionary position. But now guys are backing up because players are hitting the ball really hard these days. I played in that generation, and I feel like the players today are hitting the ball just a little bit harder, more consistently. So I think third baseman need a little bit more time. And bunting also is no longer inside of the game, so that allows third baseman to step back about 5 or 6 feet more.
I've asked a lot about him over the years, but with Walker Buehler, I know it's early, he's supposed to keep intact with a few runs. I know you're going to expect him to be at his best today. What is that attack with him? Mm-hmm. What things do the guys have to be aware of in the lineup today?
He's going to go out and give us his absolute best. I know that we've seen him, when healthy, we've seen him lights out. It's the four-up fastball, the ride fastball that gives up everybody problems. We just got to get the ball down in the zone into the area that we can handle it. He's going to try and attack the top of the strike zone. And we just got to make sure we can get over that baseball and backspin it. The secondary stuff, if it's on, he's very challenging. But I think it's all going to work off of that four-seam fastball. So we've got to be ready to hit that pitch and then make adjustments from there.
With the bullpen, what are some of the ways that you would analyze guys at this point in the season when they've only got 4, 5, 6 innings pitch?
We have a lot of discussion centered around how successful our bullpen's been and how they're handing things off to one another and eliminating that extra scratch run from scoring. Those are the things that stand out more than anything. But, yeah, you're right. After 4 or 5 outings, it's hard to make the right evaluations. But we feel like we have a very good bullpen that can come in and get the job done and hand it off to the next guy. And we have a lot of different looks. You know, we've got some guys that have good four-seam fastballs. We have guys that can run some two-seamers in on running a hitter. So that's by design. We don't want to have everybody looking the same coming out of the bullpen. I think that's been very successful up to this point.
In regards to the recent errors and the struggles to get hits consistently, what is the challenge for you, or how challenging is it for you to have that balancing act to make sure the men know what the issues are and how to address those, but also not be too overbearing and let them also go out and play and kind of find that groove?
Really, that's the art of coaching, right? I think if it's a science, you go in there and you just drop some facts on them and you tell them this is what we're doing and we're not moving well laterally, we're not closing on balls, we're not turning double plays. But I think I have some really good coaches that are around me and they're delivering that message to the guys. Look, yesterday I was very critical of our defense, so I made it a point today to get in front of the guys and tell them this is exactly what I said and this is what I mean. I didn't make up my words last night when I spoke to the media. I was frustrated, and I know we're better than that. We've got to tighten this thing up, and here is what my expectations are. And I told them A, B, C, and D. And until we get to this point, you guys are gonna hear from me when plays are not made. So they know where I stand on defense, pitching and defense. I think it goes hand in hand. We are not a team that should lead the league in errors. We've got really good defenders. We got to relax and make the plays we're supposed to make. Those are the routine ones. We got to relax and understand the plays we can't make, and those are the forced plays. We got to eliminate that forced mentality. Go out and prepare yourself and play focused baseball. We're making some really foolish errors, so I hammered down on focus with those guys today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tori.